Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know that feeling when things don't go your way? That sinking feeling when you realize you've placed all this hope on something only for it to fall apart. Yeah, me too. And trust me, I'm not talking about those minor annoyances like Bantos or spilled coffee. We're diving into the big stuff today, managing expectations and learning to let go of disappointment. Because in a world obsessed with instant gratification and picture-perfect outcomes, it's easy to get caught up in this constant chase for something that might not even exist. We build these castles in the air, expecting them to be solid stone when they're more like flimsy sandcastles waiting for the next tide to come crashing down. But Stoicism reminds us that happiness doesn't come from achieving those external goals, it comes from how we manage our expectations and reactions to life's inevitable curveballs. So today, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate this tricky terrain. First up, recognize that your expectations often stem from a place of insecurity. Think about it, why do we get so hung up on specific outcomes? It's often because we're afraid of what will happen if things don't go our way. We fear failure, rejection, or simply the unknown. The Stoicism teaches us to embrace uncertainty and let go of that need for control. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Second, focus on what's within your control. You can't control everything, but you can control your reactions. When things don't go as planned, instead of spiraling into disappointment, ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How can I use this experience to grow? This shift in perspective can help you turn setbacks into opportunities for learning and growth. Third, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoicism reminds us to appreciate what we have. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small. This simple practice can help shift your focus from what's missing to what's already abundant. Fourth, cultivate resilience. Disappointment is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define you. When you face setbacks, remember that they are temporary. You are stronger than you think, and you will get through this. Embrace the challenges as opportunities to build resilience and emerge even stronger on the other side. Finally, remember that true happiness comes from within. Don't let external circumstances dictate your mood or sense of fulfillment. Find joy in the simple things, connect with loved ones, pursue your passions, and cultivate a life of purpose and meaning. Think about that time you really wanted something, maybe a promotion at work, an invitation to that exclusive event, or even just a win on your favorite sports team. How did you feel when it didn't happen? Did you dwell on the disappointment? Let it crush your motivation? I remember this one time I was really hoping to land a role in a play, auditioned hard, practiced my lines relentlessly, and felt confident going in. But I didn't get the part. It stung for a while, definitely. But instead of letting that rejection define me, I used it as fuel to keep growing. I took acting classes, joined an improv group, and kept putting myself out there. And guess what? That persistence paid off eventually. I landed my dream role in a different production a year later, but the journey was just as important as the destination. So remember, managing expectations and letting go of disappointment isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending that everything is always perfect. It's about developing a mindset that allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Embrace the challenges, learn from the setbacks, and focus on what truly matters, living a meaningful and fulfilling life, one day at a time. Alright folks, that's it for today. Remember to apply these key takeaways in your own life. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it, leave us a review if you enjoyed the chat, and most importantly, keep practicing the Stoic mindset every single day. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and never stop striving for excellence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.